Well, if you're bracing for the heat wave this weekend, spare a thought for people living in northern New South Wales. Three towns at the top of New South Wales are set to break a record for the number of days in a row with temperatures of 35 degrees and above. Moree and Walgett have experienced boiling temperatures for 43 days running, and Mungindi is up to 44 degrees. Farmer Bill Yates owns and works on a property about 70 k's northwest of Moree. Bill, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Morning, Brad.
How hot is it there today?
It's about 27 degrees at the moment.
And what's it going to get to, do you think?
40.
40.
Maybe.
And it's been
40 tomorrow. We're getting used to it, you know.
Are you? I mean, how do you manage to get any work done in that kind of excruciating heat?
I get to start it before daylight and knock off about 11. It's the only half you've got. And then maybe do a few little jobs late in the afternoon.
So you just
unless you're in a tractor with an air con or something, but there's not a lot of that happening.
Right. I didn't know tractors had air cons. I guess they can.
Sure do.
You're growing wheat, barley, chickpeas, fava beans. You breed cows and lambs on your property. How are the animals? How's the livestock being affected by the heat?
Well, basically, you see them under a tree from 8:30 till about 5:30. They're not silly. They can keep cool. Our challenge is to keep the water clean and up to them.
Mm.
So that means checking it every couple of days, cleaning the troughs. So on the dams, some of them are dry, so you've got to fence them off or move them out of that paddock. In terms of feed, they're living off the residues from a good winter crop.
I'm not sure where your crops are at. I saw a news story not long ago about someone growing lettuces and they were just completely burnt in the heat. How do your crops like chickpeas and the beans and the barley, how do they survive in the heat?
Well, they were all done in the cool. That's the way we go. We grow winter crop. But there are a few summer crops around us. Obviously, the irrigators have got cotton and they're having to tip more and more water on and continually irrigating to keep up with the evaporation and no rain. Whereas the dryland crops of sorghum and cotton, well, our sorghum's failed. We've grazed it or baled some of it. And the cotton's still alive, but the chances of growing a lot of bales are rapidly diminishing, I would imagine, the dryland crop.
So, Bill, your family's been on that property since 1899. I think your grandfather started working there. You've grown up around there. Do you remember ever experiencing a heat wave like this, 43 days running with boiling temperatures?
No, I do not. But then again, I only started at 49. 52 was pretty bad, but go by other people's records. No, I don't recall it, and I don't even remember the temperatures like 45 to 112 or 14. I don't even remember that on an online grander. We remember 108, 110 in the old days.
You've taken part in a program called the Managing Climate Variability Climate Champion Program, which is aimed to help farmers manage climate risk. How are people around town and on the properties there around Moree, how are they regarding this? Do they see this as a changing climate? And how basically, what's it doing to the state of mind around there?
I don't think it'd be helping the state of mind. And we're all living for another week or another week after that when it'll drop down to, say, 30 to 35 and we'll be back in the good times. It's just more extreme than we've known. It's all accretional, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more, but every dry summer or average summer now, I expect we'll get big heat waves. So I just think that's the way the climate's going. When we get a cool, the only cool ones will be the wet ones. Well, we haven't got that this year.
So I guess you're talking within amongst yourselves and researching about what you do as it gets drier and hotter on your properties.
Yes, we are. Well, obviously, we're trying to grow crops that fit into a cool window, and it's shortening. And the summer crops are a real challenge. The dryland crops, we try and get them all through before the heat starts, but that hasn't really worked with our sorghum this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, I'll let you get back to it, but just how do you keep cool? What do? You jump in a dam? The dams are dry?
No. As I said, I've been bred without water. I do have showers. Look, you get in the shade, you drink lots of water, and if you've got air con or air movement, that's great with a fan. Remember, air con dehydrates you, so you're still going to drink a lot of water. If you've got a headache,
yep,
you probably haven't had enough.
All right. Well, keep warm, buddy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Frank.
Farmer Bill Yates. He owns a property about 70 k's northwest of Moree in northern New South Wales, and people bracing themselves there for more hot weather.